We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here. I'll be with you the whole hour. Also with me the whole hour, Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. And we were talking a little bit before the break about issues, ways to mitigate flooding in the county and the general area. And we talked a little bit about some plans regarding detention ponds. There's also the dams on Fort Riley, but that's a whole other discussion at that point. But we were talking about how some of it would require state and federal funding, but that money is being sort of kept up there at the state level and being used in other ways. What are some ways we might be able to, or you might be able to, get that money back into the county so you can begin to work on some of these projects?
Well, I've tried this for years talking to the legislators. I'm just one person, even though I'm a county commissioner, but I'm the bottom of the food chain. So what I want to encourage everybody, thanks to the caller just called in, I want everybody, it's election time, everybody call your legislator and start complaining and start making some noise because it's going to have to come from the population of Raleigh County and the city of Manhattan to start putting the pressure on them because they're nice people. We get along very well with them, but we need to get something accomplished because, as the caller said, in Raleigh County, we run a real tight ship. We don't have a want list, but we just took over we have the ambulance service. We have a shooting range coming up. So we don't have anything that we could take funds away from right now. We're running a little short on employees, which is fine. We have good employees, and they're willing to take up the slack. So we're running a very tight ship right now. So we don't have any of the want list that we can take some money away from.
And I believe we have another caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yes. Thank you for your efforts, especially your contribution of the Caterpillar bulldozer time. You know, having been involved in the family involved in Raleigh County real estate the last 26 years off and on, you've got our attention, whether the 50-year flood comes every 10 years or every 10 weeks. And now, you know, the family is moving to the east, and Grandpa's Blackjack Creek, the family owns part of the watershed, and I talked to them, and they went in there after the last Wildcat flood and pushed up a dam and a pond and a nice overflow, and we're going to put the rock shelf on top so we can drive out on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's full right now. Bing, bang.
Yes.
The ducks have found it, the tadpoles, the frogs, and putting fish in it, and went up north to the next watershed area, and the neighbors are going to put in a nice pond.
Oh, well, good.
It's able to be done.
It can be, yes.
Let's go back to some of the things we've talked about over the years that haven't been done. For instance, we're coming up on this voting and being able to get a paper ballot that they will count instead of saying, no, we're not going to count paper ballots. One of the people you know voted in one of the Obama elections and went down the line and voted all Democrat, and at the bottom of the electronic voting, it said to look at what you had voted for or submit. And they went to the review, and it had voted all Republican. So they went back and changed it all to Democrat and then hit vote. And, of course, I said, who did you vote for? Well, we don't know. There's no paper trail. And I encouraged them to go back and tell your election commissioner person about it. And, of course, they denied it ever happened. But there's something going on there. Over the years now, we've talked about this, and whether it's moving your polling place around or having it halfway across the county like yours is or something, we need to kind of tune ourselves up to not only the flood, but the voting and the misvoting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your efforts.
Well, thank you for the call. I finally changed. This is going to be my first year now. I'm going to do a mail-in. I can sit there at home in my leisure and check the boxes. I usually voted down at the county building because I was there anyway, but I think this will be the first year now I'm going to go ahead and go with the mail-in ballot. I have a handicapped son that does, so we'll just do them both and mail them in and be done with them. So, really, that's a lot easier now than going and standing in line somewhere. So sure do what I can there. But like I say, the flooding, it's going to happen again, and we're not going to stop the flooding. We just need to mitigate the amount of water coming in, and it can be done. I mean, there's people out there willing to do the work. The state has our money, the county's money, and the city money, because even though the city only has 10% of the 99-square-mile area, they are the ones that do are suffering the damage the most. And the county residents, when I've checked before this last flood, the farmers and the rural people are doing all they can. I mean, they have ponds, they have no-till farming, they have terraces, everything's been added. So they're not adding to the runoff. On my place, after the person that put the golf course in showed me and taught me we need to keep the water, so all the water on our property from the roofs and stuff circulates internally and soaks in. We don't run any water off into the creek. So it can be done. It's just going to take a concentrated effort, and it's still going to cost money. So that's why I encourage everybody to get a hold of your legislator, put the pressure on, say, and I've got the sheets right here I'll hand out if you want to see how much money they're supposed to give back by state statute, and that we need to start returning that money back so we can put it to the best use, because the county commissioners actually know what needs to be done, where it needs to be done, much more so than the state legislator.
Talking here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells, we've been talking a lot about flooding issues throughout the county and the city, and that the issue of runoff there sort of led me to a topic that's been popular amongst people in the community about the role of development in the flooding and the recent flooding, especially in Wildcat Creek. Do you think that development has played a significant role in the flooding that we've seen in recent years? And is there what steps can we take to mitigate that? I mean, that might not necessarily be in your jurisdiction, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, like I say, I've been there 73 years, and the problem is the areas that are developed now and filled up, when they're in the county refused to allow anyone to build there. It hasn't, you know, of course, other than runoff, it hasn't added to the flooding necessarily. What it did, it changed the direction of the flood in a straight line across Annenberg Park, across me, right straight to Garden Way, and where there was 3,000-foot wide water on Wildcat at Scenic, it's now about 600 foot or so, and so it does change the elevation and then rocket it through town, and it can't follow its ordinary meander. So, but that's all finished, and it's not going to change, and they got this bridge goes down through Wildcat on Scenic that's already had water over it, and we're not going to change that. So the answer right now is to try to capture 20 to about 30% of the water coming in the rural area, and to capture the water before it gets in the creek, and not flood anyone in the city. The creek will still flood, but it'll be in its normal flood boundary.
And that's where those detention ponds come in.
Yes, absolutely.
And I believe we have another caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
I want the listeners that came in to know how fortunate we are to have Ron Wells on the commission. He's a lifelong resident out there. He knows that thing better than anybody else, but nobody chooses to listen to him. If they would have a long time back, we'd have been better off. We wouldn't have had a big wall around an apartment complex. We wouldn't have had the stuff on Senior Drive. I heard him at this commission meeting guarantee, oh, we got retention ponds, won't be any runoff. Well, now we have a new development out there, and it's going to have more runoff. And the ditches that they made ran all the water down through the apartments. I tell you what, if you go back thousands of years, the Indians were a lot smarter than us. They hunted in the valley and slept in the hills. We did just the opposite. We sleep in a flood zone, which you should never do. But you never have to be awakened in the middle of the night telling you're going to get flooded. If we sleep on the hills and hunt in the valley like they did, but no, we go to Colorado and hunt elk and moose and all that, and we go to the hills and hunt pheasants, and we live in the flood zone. Absolutely not correct. But anyway, about 8 years ago, there was a gentleman who mentioned to him they need to cooperate with Fort Riley and build some retention ponds. They need to build a dam. I said west of Louisville. It should be west of Keith. Build a dam. Take that out like you did Tunnel Creek. It's the only way you're going to stop it. You can't fool Mother Nature. You can't tell when we're going to have a 9-inch rain. Nobody knows. If they do, they'll be smarter than Trump, and I don't know that anybody is at this point. So I got a few points in there, and I want you all to have a great day, and pray for no rain. I hope the rain keeps up, then it won't come down.
Thank you.
And I believe it's time for our next break. Thanks again for that call. We'll have more here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells after the break here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shop.